Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hey, Borquez.
I'm Sarah C. How is everyone doing tonight?
Yes. It's Vanderpump Rules night, and I mean, I'm doing great after that episode.
I feel so prepared. I, like, took notes very well, and I've already finished half the valley because I did the first look, so I had a head start. I'm already working on poll questions.
Nice.
And then I was thinking about the, because I got to the point where it was like, Sandoval, should he pay $6,000 to move in with Sandoval? And now he's paying $4,500 a month now. Did you know that both he and Sandoval spent $500K each getting Schwartz and Sandy's going?
Dang.
Like, no wonder Sandoval didn't want to, like, walk away when, like, Greg was like, get him out, like, trying to boot him out of the partnership. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Did you see that DM we got with the Tailo Pup thing?
No.
How they have a secret tiki bar, like speakeasy?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Let's go.
Yeah. So you go to the Tailo Pup, get your hot dog, and then there's, like, this giant pickle jar, like, in a barrel. And there's a little compartment on the barrel you open to, like, you know, open here for a pickle, but it's really a buzzer. So when you hit the buzzer, then the secret door opens and you go downstairs and it's like this neon dark light tiki bar with like drinks on fire and like super cool.
That's awesome. I need to go. Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys, we've got some updates and things going on, some gossip, and then we'll get into Vanderpump Rules episode. And then tomorrow we'll have the after show and Watch What Happens Live with it's Schwartz and Kristen.
Yes.
And the Valley recap. So we've got back-to-back podcasts, and then later we'll do Vanderpump Villa, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Holly and I will talk about that, but that'll be later this week. Did we just do 1 and 2, or did we do 1, 2, and 3?
We did 1, 2, and 3.
Okay. So there should be, if we do it like Friday, there should be 4 and 5 out.
I watched 4.
Yeah, I watched 4, but I think by, if we wait till, like, Thursday, Friday, mm-hmm. I think that they'll be, like, 4 and 5 then, so we can do 2.
Nice.
Speaking of, did you see that Eric, the general manager at Vanderpump Villa, was at Coachella at James's show?
No, oh my gosh.
So James restoried it. I'm like, don't give this guy attention. He's there with, like, a buddy. They're, like, total, like, beefed out frat boys and wife beaters, and they're flexing like their biceps like total douchebags, and he's like captions it like, the boys are back.
Oh boy.
Something so stupid. I'm like, why are we giving this guy attention? No. What have you thought of the Coachella content thus far?
Ugh.
There's another one this weekend, right?
Yes, there is.
And then Stagecoach.
Yeah, I just, all of that, like, I don't want to, like, shit on anybody's, like, fun. Like, if you have fun doing that, that's cool. Like, vibe with it. But, yeah, it's not my thing.
Like, when I went to Stagecoach and I told you the only way I would ever do that is if I'd be choppered in and, like, dropped on stage, like, literally.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what the Vanderpump cast gets. Everyone else is trudging through the Dust Bowl 4 miles to walk different stages. And then they're getting, like, picked up VIP, dropped off right at the stage. Like, yeah, it wouldn't be that hard to do it that way. And then you could dress up in whatever little outfit
yeah,
you want because
yeah.
you're not walking around.
I'm sure I would feel, like, much different about it if I was invited and, you know, doing all this stuff. But I also think that's really, like, ruined it. Like, when I went to Coachella, I loved seeing the celebrities and stuff. Like, it was fun seeing, like, the VIPs. But now, like, that it's, like, such, like, this, like, influencer thing. And you guys know I love influencers. Like, that's my vibe. But this is just, it's too much for me. I can't do it.
Well, it's all about that. Like, I made a joke on our story. I'm like, I have yet to see anyone actually post any music. It's all like, oh, are you at the Patron house? Oh, I'm at this house. Oh, and it's all outfits, and Lala's in like a thong unitard, and then like Jenna looks like she's wearing a diaper, but you know, and, like Jenna, who has the best body in the world, I'm like, that's what you could wear anything, girl. Sheena is like dressing like she's 14. I mean, good for them. Do it. Oh my God, Brock in the red crop top.
Oh my God.
You guys, Brock was in a mesh red crop top. I mean, have at it. But the only one I saw actually post music outside of James Kennedy music was Ariana did post some, you know, she loves to do those music festival ... stories.
Yeah, I was gonna reply to you and be like, dude, you don't want the ... do you?
No, I don't. I just appreciate that she actually goes for the music. yeah. I don't know. I feel like, oh, there was no Sheena and Ariana moments together at Coachella, though they were both there.
Yeah.
I guess with the Schwartz was hanging around with Sheena, Schwartz did run into Dana, and she's like, oh, yeah, Ariana and Dan are just, like, right over there, and Schwartz, like, hid, because he was wearing, like, a shirt with lightning bolts on it.
Oh, my gosh.
So one thing, one revelation we heard about at Coachella, rather not at Coachella, well, A, Sheena and Brock were not staying at their house in Palm Springs because he storied how he stole the hotel robe and he was driving home, right? The other thing he revealed was that over the weekend while he and Sheena were at Coachella that Grandma Erica taught Summer Moon, she's potty trained her. Now, how do you feel about that? Because I'll, you know, defer to you as the actual mother.
I mean, on one hand, I'm like, that's freaking nice. Like, yeah, like there's like some of my friends that like when they're looking for like a daycare for their kids, they're like, they potty train them. Like, it's amazing. You know, like that's like something they look for. But I don't, I like, also I was like, ooh, like, that's something, like, it's, like, so exciting when it happens, like, that you want to, like, hear your little girl be like, mommy, I did it, you know, and you, like, high five, it's, like, a thing that I don't know that I would want to miss out on, but then I'm like, I don't know, like, it's also gross, so maybe she has got it right.
I mean, that's what I pictured was, like, it's one of those.
And it's like, it's very much, it's also like very much ongoing. Just because she did it once or whatever, it doesn't mean, like, Sheena is going to have to do all the work. So,
the first time, like, that milestone moment, I was actually feeling more for Summer because I'm like, don't you want your mom and dad to be like, see how excited you are and be so proud of you and be like, mommy, I did it. And like, they missed that.
Yeah. They probably hyped it up to be like, wait until mom and dad come home and hear what you did. You know, like, I'm sure that they covered for that. But yeah, that would, I just feel like it would probably be like a little soul crushing to like, that's the breaks of like a working mom is it's like you miss those moments sometimes, but like, she's so lucky she has Erica there to, you know, to be there. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You're going to miss moments. It doesn't matter what she's doing. You can be at the office and the first words will happen when you're at the office.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did they need to go the whole weekend and like all day, all night? Could maybe Summer Moon have been at the Palm Springs house so they could see her in the morning? Sure. But no judgment.
Yeah. I mean, well, because I was thinking about it and I was like, I wonder, I mean, I would probably, like, even though it's, like, a pretty big drive, like, it's a drive to go back to their house every night. Like, it would be so nice to be in your own space and, like, in your bed and, with your daughter. You know, like, that's definitely a luxury of living in Palm Springs.
And especially, like, all the hotels are sold out, right? So you want to relax, you want to go in the pool, they're going to be swarmed with people like, Sheena, can I get a pic? Like, wouldn't you rather be at your own private, you know, place where you can, like, truly relax?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
I don't, yeah, they're probably not, they don't have time to do that, probably. I'm sure they're just like, bam, bam, bam. And they're probably just like, let's just make it a weekend, you know? They could party a little more and whatever.
Well, they're going to Stagecoach, so they'll get another one of those.
Yeah.
Okay. To Onion, what about Taylor Swift rocking out to James Kennedy?
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
I feel like he got to have like a lot, like he had moments that were just like, pinch me, is this real? You know, like, and
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like there's like another like lesson for like Ronnie and Vanderpump Rules. It's like, if you stick with something that you want to do, if it's like truly your dream and you keep at it and keep at it, like it, you can do it. Like you can literally do anything you put your mind to. And I feel like James is like a huge testimony of that, because the guy is stuck with it. And I mean, even if, you know, he's just pushing a button, he's pushing buttons in big places.
I loved when he said tonight, he's like, look, we obviously know I'm much bigger. I've outgrown opening up for Dom Sandoval, but I do like the El Rey Theater. It's iconic. You know, I'm like, I mean, but he's not wrong. He's way too big to be even associated.
I texted Sarah right after that scene, and I was just like, I'm so satisfied right now, like, by that whole interaction. Actually, this whole episode just left me extremely satisfied. Like, I don't have a jacuzzi, but I feel like if I had one, that's how it feels like when you get in there after a long day and, like, everything just soaks away. That's how I feel after this episode.
Your hands are, like, behind your head. You're like, yeah.
Like, you know, like, when you just dip in there and it's like, ah, like, this is so... Every time I'm at someone's house with a jacuzzi, I'm like, this is, like, literally not fair that they have access to this all the time. It's so freaking nice.
I remember when I had the one in Huntington Beach, and I... When I first moved in, I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to be able to live without a jacuzzi again.
Never.
Ever, ever, ever. And then as a few years went by, it stopped going in. Then it just broke, and I was like, eh. I'm not going to fix it. It's too much money. Like, and then when I moved in here, I, like, every day or three times a day I was going, because then I did miss it. I grew to appreciate it again. And then now I'm like, I'll just put my feet in. So yeah. I'll try to go more for you.
Yeah. Thank you. But I'm coming over and going in.
I have two. And the one, the bigger one, it has these powerful jets, kind of like what Equinox used to have.
Yes.
That you just blast on your thighs. And I'm like, I feel like this is doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like circular, like breaking stuff up.
Yes, yes.
Fat. Okay, did you hear the latest rumor that at the reunion, the cast watched the finale during the reunion so they could get fresh emotions and reactions?
No, but I'm into that.
Yeah, I mean, it may explain, did you see Sheena's quote to, I don't know who it was to, some article. She's like, things definitely aren't where they were a year ago. I think it's just tough, the position we're all in, and the reunion didn't necessarily help bring us closer together. I can say that, page six. Look, we are a very resilient group. We've come back from a lot. I feel like things that have happened over the past year hit differently than anything that's ever hit this group. But never say never. I think right now we all just need some time and space just to focus on our own careers and families. Hopefully there's a season 12 and we'll all come back together and you see the rest of it then. So basically confirming her relationship with Ariana is on the rocks, as we kind of knew.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't hook up at all at Coachella.
Yeah, that's big. Especially, like, because Sheena's such, like, a photo opper to, like, show that she was with everyone, you know?
See, we're fine. Besties.
Yeah.
Yeah. Schwartz was there, but Sandoval was not there. This is two Coachellas he's had to miss now. Is he just dying?
I think he's just waiting.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't even like it, and I, like, it's like when something's going on like that, you always feel like you're missing out. You know, it's like, oh, like, I don't even want to go, but I also don't, I hate missing things. So it's like, Holly, which is it?
I really appreciated Stassi's post.
Yeah.
Stassi posted with Hartford and her sister at the Bluey exhibit. She took the same picture I took. And she's like, hi, from Coachella. Because she very well could be at Coachella. Because I'm sure there's people dressed as Bluey at Coachella. Why not?
I just feel like I've, like, set a boundary with myself that I'm just not into those types of things anymore with the crowds and all of that. And that's okay. Just like with, you know, some of like Ronnie's friends and my really good friends, I've set a boundary that I don't freaking like board games. And it's been so freeing and so nice. And it's working. And they all say like, Holly, you're miserable.
They didn't say that, Holly. They said unhappy.
Yeah. did you see the new warm-up set? Actually, I don't think this is new, but maybe I never noticed it. At Vanderpump Vegas at the Cocktail Garden, you can purchase a sweatshirt that says, I got pumped in Vegas.
Oh.
Isn't that catchy of Lisa? That cheeky Lisa?
No, but I saw that we got something from Tee Public. We made 25 cent profit. Someone bought something that said, I got jaxed.
They got a magnet.
I was like, what were we selling where we made 25 cents? You guys, you ask for merch. This is why we don't do merch, because we make 25 cents.
I almost fell on the ground. I was like, oh, that's so cute.
Are they going to mail a check? Because, like, the stamp's more than that.
But, they're like, mean, you have it. You haven't met the threshold. Just like on Instagram, like they're on like our reels, like people can like tip on our reels, like if they like it. It was like a thing, like if you go live and stuff, people can like send you stars, they're called. And someone sent us, like we have like 360 stars. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Like, how much is that? $3.60. And we can't withdraw anything till we hit $25. It's like, okay, we'll hit that in maybe 10 years or so.
It's like the Wells Fargo rewards points. I'm like, ooh, how much is 5,000 of it? I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. Can't use that. sometimes though, when those point things exist and you don't know they exist, you're in for a world of supplies. Like one time I figured it out and it's like 300. I think I texted you. I'm like, check all of these things immediately. I had like 300 and some dollars in like random cashback type things.
Do you know what I used to do at my old jobs when I worked at the home building place? Coca-Cola used to do rewards, and you know, like I would order like all the sodas for the office, like giant Costco things, and I would just enter in the little barcode. I got like an iPod, I got gift cards, like I'm talking
wow,
awesome stuff. And you know, like no one did anything. I was like swipe, swipe, swipe. It was awesome. Now it is not like that. But yeah, sometimes those reward programs are awesome.
Yeah.
In other exciting news, did you hear about Joe's real name?
I thought we knew her real name.
Oh, that it was Kaylee?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, I don't. I feel like I've seen that before. But maybe not. Yeah, Kaylee Joe, and then she's from like a super small town like me.
Mm-hmm.
That Michaela found. I don't know how she found it. Oh, and then Wenberg, right? That's her last name.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Did you see the super exciting, I don't know if we talked about this last week, why Lala unfollowed Ariana and Katie? Like, stupid.
Yeah.
That's so, yeah, we did talk about it last week. That's so childish.
I watched on Friday night, Allie did a live, like an Instagram live party to unveil her new music video. And I tuned in to see what was going on. And it was, like, very refreshing to see that she had, like, 328 viewers on her live. So, like, I love that all of her friends got together and supported her. And the song is catchy. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I like her voice. I just, where do you – this is one of my questions for when we recap. Where does one watch videos now? So we open the scene with – Sheena doing her Good as Gold video. Where, like MTV, do they play videos still?
I don't
think.
And
if they do, would they play Sheena?
No. Yeah, it's YouTube. It's YouTube, and now you can go so viral on TikTok or YouTube Shorts. So okay. if they pick up that audio and it happens to go viral, then you can make dough. Or obviously, like your views on YouTube.
Okay, so she did it for YouTube, and Allie did it for YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think of the Katie Sheena Chili's commercial?
I actually freaking loved it, and it made me want Chili's tonight.
You know, they have like a great deal. It's like 3 for $15 or something.
Yes, they always
like
have like
half the two entrees, right?
Yeah. Or me and Chad used to do like the 2 for $10 or something. It was like some ridiculous thing. And like you get like 2 appetizers, an entree. It was like insane.
Yeah. I liked it, but I think the drink sounds gross. And I love an espresso martini.
I thought it looked gross. I was hoping maybe it tasted better than it looked or something.
In what world do you combine tequila with spiced rum?
Ew.
And then espresso.
And like when you go to Chili's, it's like, let's be honest, like unless you're getting like the frickin' broccoli and like a piece of salmon, like you're kind of treating yourself. It's like a fun night. It's like, let's go to Chili's or let's pick up from Chili's. They have so many freaking fun drinks that I'm not going to be ordering an espresso martini.
And then it's not even espresso. It says Owen's espresso martini mix.
Ew.
So it's not even a real coffee?
And then I was really upset about, what was his name, Todd, that Katie said that he wasn't famous. Like, justice for whoever that was, because, like, Katie, are you famous?
I kind of liked, even Sheena's like, why are you interviewing? Like, it came off like authentic diva. Like, I think she did a good job.
I thought both of I loved the tension.
Katie too.
Yeah, I loved the tension between them. I thought it was funny. I thought it. I also think like Vanderpump people get it. Other people really wouldn't. So, I loved it.
Yeah, I just don't love the drink.
No, I would. There is not.
Just take the rum out of it. Like, I love spiced rum, but not in this combo. Like, I've heard of people swapping tequila for vodka.
I don't like one ingredient in any of them. Yuck.
Agave nectar?
You know me, I like a good old Midori sour. Like, oh, the most disgusting ingredients.
So I heard about this reboot. Someone posted in our Facebook group, thank you, about this possible reboot for Melrose Place with their originals, right? Like, where are they now? And I'm like dying. I'm already planning, like, let's do a Melrose Place podcast. Like, and start from day one. And like, I have all these crazy ideas. I'm so excited. But so I was reading on the, you know, where the cast and who might come back and where are they now? So it gets to season one, Amy Locane, who played Sandy, right? She was supposed to be kind of like the Grant show was, you know, it was supposed to be like a Kelly Dillon thing or like a Jack Stassi type of vibe, right? But they like cut her after season one. I was like, she was like the main character and like the bombshell, right? Do you know what happened to her?
What?
Like, she did go on to star in like some other movies. But she was caught drunk driving after plowing into another car in 2010. She was convicted. So obviously people died. She was convicted of vehicular homicide, sentenced to 3 years in prison, then was released in 2015. Then after years of legal battles, she was sentenced to 8 more years in New Jersey State Prison after a judge agreed with prosecutors that her initial sentence was too lenient. Can they do that? How do you go back and be like, you know what? We sentenced you to 3 years. You did your 3 years. Now we changed our mind. I think you should do more time. Unless it's like part of the new crime or something. I guess they did. But that's crazy.
Wow. I always
killed someone drunk. I mean,
I always think of that when I think of Brandy, too. Brandy, you know, Ray J's sister.
Oh, did she kill someone?
Yes.
Oh, I just remember Rebecca Gayhart, but she wasn't drunk. That was just a...
I mean...
So was Brandy drunk?
I don't remember. I just know it was, like, horrible, horrible.
Okay. Sad.
Yeah.
I just had no idea this all... Like, where were those headlines? Anyways.
Yeah, I mean, like, for... Like, I always say, like, I wish that social media was around when I was a kid because, like, I wish I could have, like, watched myself back all the cool things I did. But some people are very lucky for like crazy things that happened that the social media isn't the way that it is now, because they would.
Well,
I was a lot of things, like if you didn't read it in an article, you don't know about it, you know?
Yeah. Well, this was after social media, though. But yeah, I was listening to Raquel's podcast, and she had, I think it was an iHeart producer. But anyways, they were talking about social media, but she was talking about, I don't know if it was her friend or her niece or something. Someone was going to prom, and she had all these like beautiful pictures that they had. And they were like, oh, just post them all. They're great. And she was so worried. She's like, no, I can't. And just obsessed with like the number of likes. And she's like, no, that's too many. I have to take them down. It's going to affect my likes. And it was all like, she couldn't just post her nice prom pictures. It was all worried about, you know, how it's going to look on social media, like likewise and comment wise. It's like sad, too obsessed. So yeah, I'm glad we didn't have it.
Really quick, just to go back on the Brandy thing. So that happened in 2007, and she killed one person, and it says that she was not drunk, but she did plow into the person without stopping. Sad. Yeah. But nothing ever happened.
I have something we want to talk, that probably the highlight of your week. But before, let me ask you a question. I hadn't thought about this. With the Faith lawsuit, and you guys, we re-released the Faith podcast because people were asking for it and couldn't find it. And iTunes is weird. It's like after a couple years, it's like buried. So you guys can always go to our website, VanderpumpRulesParty.com, and you can type in the search bar like, oh, I want to listen to like the old Jeremy podcasts. Put in Jeremy, put in Faith, put in Charlie or whatever, and it should pop up that episode or those episodes. But those are there. But wouldn't Faith's current lawsuit, wouldn't that be subject to a statute of limitations?
I feel like lately, and maybe this is like me not knowing what I'm talking about, but I feel like people have been bringing up stuff that's even older than that and still having a lawsuit about it.
Okay.
I don't know.
I mean, obviously, I'm sure they all know what they're doing. It's not some rinky-dink attorney, but interesting question. I'd like to look into that a little bit.
Yeah, for sure.
So should we get to the highlight of your week, that being Cruz's birthday cake fail?
Oh, my God. Oh, yes. So it was Cruz's birthday, and they're at frickin' Sky Zone, and poor, like, this, it made me sweat a little bit, though. Like, I know this feeling of everyone's looking at you, you're trying to, like, host the perfect event, you're holding your kid for the happy birthday song, you're trying, you know, you're making the moment happen, and, they're about to blow out his candle, and it looked like Jax like put a little bit of weight on the table or something happened, and this 3-layer tiered cake goes crashing down onto the ground, slides off slow motion.
Bop, bop, like bop, a bop, seesaw.
Yes.
Like a teeter totter.
Like a full on
slingshot.
And like the assistant who's like helping, you know, in the room with the party girl, just as like she stands there and she just looks at it and she's like, now what? You know, poor Brittany's holding Cruz by like under the armpits. He's like staring off the other way, like has no, like he's just like, what is happening? You know, it's like us as moms, we try to like create these moments that like the kids don't even care. Like they just give him a piece of cake and he would be happy. You know, yeah. It's like, and Brittany will learn that as a mom. She'll start letting go of those things, you know, because it's like, okay, eat it off the ground, kids, go for it.
But, it's a funnier story, actually, in the laugh for years about
yes,
it.
I felt bad.
And that they have video too. You
yes, know? Yes, but it was cute. I was cracking up, but like yes, it complete. I was cracking up. So funny.
So, I heard her on her podcast. She was like gushing over being on the cover of Us magazine, like the actual hard copy you get at the store. She took a picture of it at the store, and I'm like, that is cool. But and she was on with Jack. She's like, I'm so proud. I'm on the cover of Jax. Have you ever had a cover? And I think he said he had one. I think I remember the one, Men's Health. He's like, yeah, that's really cool. But like, it's kind of sad that she's really excited about it because she's on the cover, but then it says, how my marriage fell apart. Like, I don't know. You should be that excited.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. I don't think Jax knew at the moment what the caption was either, because he was like, that's great, Brittany. Well, yes. Jax is...
Wait, Sarah, hold on. I'm going to have to put a pause in this. Daisy just came into the room and she has a scrunchie around her ankles, twisted, and she's like literally like handcuffed in it by her ankle. I'm going to take a picture because you're going to be so proud that it's a scrunchie, but let me call you right back.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
She's trapped.
Yes. I'm like, at first I thought it was like paper and I'm like, bring me the scissors. And then she's like, no, it's my scrunchie. So I'm like, oh my God. But I couldn't get it off.
I had a slumber party over the weekend and I kept hearing my name. Kids are in the bathtub and like, we have a problem. I'm like, oh no, what? And I go in and like her hair was wrapped around the snorkel so tightly wound. And so she had a snorkel dangling from her head.
Oh my.
I think you're going to have to cut it. And I'm like, you're going to have it's like the top outside part. I'm like,
yeah, oh, yep, let me get the scissors.
That would look really bad. I'm like, so I had to unwind it. I'm like, oh my God. Oh. I'm like, how does a snorkel get roped, cinched around your hair?
That's hilarious.
Kind of makes sense, but. Okay, well, Jax is back with his Jax rants. Jax never left us, you guys. And, you know, as we talk so fondly of him, don't think we're fooled. We know Jax is still there. We're just enjoying this person he is.
And also, like, we were never fooled, but I also enjoy this Jax. Like, yeah. I enjoy when
he
Jax... Yeah, like, it's hilarious. Like, he's always been, like... the best reality TV, you know? So it's like, all right, give it to us, Jax. Now what?
Yeah. And he teased, so tune in. I think they usually come out on Thursdays now. Their podcasts, they're like, someone tweeted, or I don't know if it's Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Can you just tell us the beef between you and Lala and Sheena is all about, or what it's all about? And he's like, next podcast I will.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Because he blames, you know, when he had to read that scripted statement, he blames Sheena because he said, 10 minutes before I was triggered by something Sheena said. And I don't know what it is that Sheena said. Probably something about their marriage, you know, like he's, you know, not doing his part or something, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
But some of his other tweets, they're like, you're not the brightest bulb in the box, but somehow you still make it endearing. He's like, I never claim to be, nor do I care what others think. I'm sure she wouldn't have to nag you if you were pulling your weight. Come on, Jax, learn from your past mistakes. It's all on camera. Your wife is so sweet. I pull my weight. You are hearing one side. I do more than enough. That isn't the problem.
I mean, which maybe I agree with after seeing that first part of the Valley tonight.
Yeah. You look tired. I am so tired. I appreciate that. We are just going through it like 80% of a lot of married couples. It's happened. It's life. We're figuring it out, but either way, we are great parents and figuring it out. We are adults. Just because we can't live together at the moment doesn't mean we don't care for one another and can't make together... That's childish behavior. Okay, wait. I know he yells at people. Yeah, I was going through... he explains the Stassi thing. He goes, yeah, I was going through liking comments and I didn't pay attention and accidentally hit like. Most definitely was a mistake.
Uh-huh. Sure.
I had that icky ex say, oh, I was going through posts and accidentally liked... the picture of Lauren in lingerie that, you know, come
oh
on.
My God.
Like the last time he saw her, she was like 8 years old. So I'm like,
that's gross.
Yeah, well, brother's going to kick your ass. I'm like, just unlike it. He's like, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm like, well, then you're fucking not sorry, and this is gross.
Yeah.
So, anyways, nope. Again, spewing information you know nothing about, but you feel the need to share. I'll never understand people like you that think they know shit of what they hear on the internet. Exactly. You are the typical clown that makes judgments and has zero facts. Get off social media, lady. Do something with yourself.
Oh, Jax.
Are to get physically seeing me at a bar every night, you fucking clown. You have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And this is what's wrong with the world. Trolls like you go hide behind your keyboard, you miserable human. You amounted to nothing in your life, so go off on people who don't even know. You don't even know in social media. Get a life.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's a relationship therapist. Now look at all these perfect people on Instagram and in the world giving unsolicited advice to complete strangers. Most of you should take your own advice, deflecting from your own insecurities and projecting onto people whom you'll never meet. Sad world. Another fucking clown one. Okay, that's enough. Lori K must be on vacation because he's going wild. And I appreciate it. Enjoy your vacation, Lori. Let Jax live.
I got some anonymous tea about Lori K that we'll have to share on Patreon from one of our amazing listeners. And yeah, you're going to love it, Sarah.
Okay.
Let's just say she's not out of town. She's been at Jax's. So head to Patreon for that. But not like a... We'll record that in a day or so, so don't
not
rush
like
over there.
When we saw them leave together, not yeah, like that.
Yeah, no, no. But it is like something that happened at the when we were there. She barged into the bathroom again. So something like that, which she's known to do. So that checks out.
Personal experience.
Okay, wait. I know this is so off topic, you guys, but Sarah, like, I should have texted this to you like days ago, but I got distracted per usual. But there is a story that, like, tonight when you're laying in bed and you're like, huh, what should I look at right now? I need you to Google this story.
Never ever think that.
which
murder show should I watch? Or, oh my God, I have 300 notifications I have to look at.
Okay, well, I need you to not do that and do this. Okay. I want you to Google or just put in like a Daily Mail search. This is from the Daily Mail. And the story, this is the headline. Just listen to this. Hot dog vendor who spent 2 years behind bars for complaining about a hospital executive who stole his identity for 30 years is finally exonerated as Judge Brand's case astounding. Like, this guy was literally thrown into a mental institution, jailed, and, like, called a crazy man, and literally this hospital executive did, in fact, steal his identity.
Oh, my God.
It is the – you guys have to
That's
Google.
That's a Lifetime movie.
It is the wildest story. And, like, it was on the front page of the Daily Mail, but just for, like, maybe an hour. The guy's name was, like, William Woods. He's 55. And, like, the story, like, it is crazy.
It's a bad Lifetime movie when you're yelling at the writers going, come on, Lifetime, do better. This is so fake.
Yeah, like, this is stupid. Yeah, no, this was real. This poor guy – oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Sad.
Okay, back to Vanderpump. Sorry.
Okay, the last thing I had on the agenda was Schwartz went back onto the Vile Files. And I don't know. But they're both at Coachella. They were both invited to the Patron house. And Schwartz is just... He's like, yeah, I'm in my honeymoon phase with this Patron. It's like, the bottle, it's so sexy. It's like, shut up. And then he's like, hey, Nick, how do you feel about this, like, second half of VPR? He's like, doesn't it feel like vintage VPR? It has some real levity. He's like, I'm really enjoying it and, like, my relationship with Katie and how dynamic it is. And I'm like, are we watching the same show?
I don't think we are.
He said, like, yeah, Katie and I are such a great place. I'm like... It doesn't really seem like it on her part.
He must not know what episode we're on or something.
And then he's gushing about Sophia, his girlfriend. He's like, And she's there. He's like, when I saw her at Tom Tom, it was like time stood still. And I just heard this, oh, he goes, it was very serendipitous. He's like, by the way, that's Katie's favorite movie.
Oh,
like, what are you talking about, Sophia? And then you morph right into Katie.
Oh, my God.
It's like, but I've just had a skip in my step instead of moping around. And it's all because of her. And gosh, she's so smart. She's a vintage clothing curator. I'm like, okay, so she sells used clothes? So is Kristen, okay? Vintage clothing curator.
Oh.
She's so good at it. Like, what do you have to be good at? Like, you find a good deal and you put it together with some jeans and you take a picture. I don't know. Then he talked about Joe. And he's like, yeah, you know, like, in 2022 and 2023, we had this magic brewing. It was like lightning in a bottle. We had, oh, because Nick Vile was on Tom's side. He thought Joe was in denial. She was not reading the red flags, that he fully was transparent and warned her and was very clear with her. But then, so Tom starts talking about this, about the magic, the lightning in a bottle. He goes, we had undeniable chemistry. And then Nick's like, okay, wait a minute. I might have to retract what I just said. He's like, these are all things you were saying to her? He's like, no wonder the chick's confused.
Yeah.
But then he goes, but then some things happened. And I will not talk about them publicly, but they are very valid reasons why I pulled away and had to distance myself from her.
Ooh.
And he goes, and I, you know, I didn't confront her. I passively pulled away because, you know, I don't want to have a confrontation. It's like, of course you didn't, because that's who you are.
Yeah.
Crazy. Nick asked, well, did she know about Sandoval and Raquel? He's like, yeah. Yeah, of course she knew, but she was also oblivious. It's like, well, which is it? He's like, but she did think Tom and Ariana were broken up because that's what Sandoval told her. So I guess that kind of tracks because Joe's like, no, I didn't. I mean, maybe, because but I was so laser focused on Schwartz. So he's kind of saying the same thing.
But that doesn't make sense, though, because at the events that we were at, Ariana was there and she was staying over to the side. You know, yes. You know, like they knew.
And Sandoval's singing to Ariana and she's up there cheering right in his face. It's like, that's not usually what ex-girlfriends do. You don't see Kristen Doty going like, yay, Tommy!
Yeah, well, and look how Ariana's acting now. You know what I mean? Like, it's the direct opposite of how, you know, she was support. Yeah, no.
Yeah. Nick thinks Lala is making shit up about, because of course Nick is very defensive of Katie, right?
He's on
this network. So I appreciate it. He's like, I think she's just making shit up. He goes, I think Lala, it's serving her well. It's making her money. Like the news organizations go with, like, if it bleeds, you lead. Or if it bleeds, it leads. So yeah. Lala's just stirring shit up because it's getting her attention. He goes, I don't think Lala's a ride or die friend at all. And in fact, my prediction is she and Sheena will have another falling out. And that Lala will turn on Sheena. Lala eventually turns on everyone. And I, for once, I will give you props, Nick, because this is exactly what I think will happen. I know will happen. How many times has Lala done that to Sheena?
Well,
even Sheena's own.
Yeah.
You know, I won't finish that sentence, but, you know.
Well, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to see where their houses were, like how close they were, because I was like, you know, they're freaking next door neighbors in Palm Springs. That's crazy. And now they bought houses. I thought their houses were going to be like ridiculously close to each other, and they are, but it's a good enough ways away that they're good. Mm-hmm. But I was like really curious about that, because I'm like, this is not going to end well. It's just not.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Sheena was certainly Lala's little ghost whisperer this episode. Like, nope, she didn't say that. Nope. Well, like, and she's like speaking Lala. She's like, what she means to say is she needs you to check in on her. It's like, I didn't hear Lala say that, Sheena. Maybe just let Lala say what Lala needs. You know, like, she's very much up her butt.
Yeah. I hated that scene.
The only other thing that really I noted that Tom said he bought those 200 specialty shot glasses, and they were all stolen. Like every time someone did a shot, someone would steal the glass. He's like, I have zero left. So there's that. And then Nick
That's
asked
funny.
Sophia if he likes the dogs or if it's weird because they're Katie's dogs too. And she's like, no, I like the dogs. Like she has cats, I think. I like the dogs, but they fart all the time. And I feel like as soon as they have to fart, they come over and do it on me. And then they hump my leg. I'm like, oh,
Ew.
gross. They're like, do you think Katie trained them to do that? Like any girl that comes over.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was, yeah.
That's funny.
Yuck. And Tom agreed. He's like, yeah, they do fart a lot.
That's
Like,
disgusting.
what are you feeding them?
Knowing him, probably everything.
Yeah. Well, do you have anything else, or should we get into the
Let's
episode?
get into it.
So I guess we have Sheena vlogging at Kyle Chandler. They're about to shoot their Gettysculled Screamo video with the 27s. We have Lala and Ariana there to be in the shoot, but Katie calls in sick. Maybe because she doesn't want to be around Lala. And like, Katie's not really feeling Sheena either for several years, so why would she do it? You know?
Yeah. Like I give pro okay, I give props to Sheena for inviting her, and I give props to Katie for not doing it. Like there's like times where someone will invite me to something and like I won't go because like I don't want to be fake, you know, and like I don't know, just so I'll just say no. But yeah, I thought that was like kind of a funny moment. She's like, I'm sick.
Okay, I have a poll question for you. Which airline flew over James's house on this episode?
Oh, shoot. I watched the first 7 minutes at a different spot because I knew I wasn't going to miss it tonight. I feel like it was like, why do I feel like it was like a red plane? Was it? Can you give me choices or I have to outright say it? Give me multiple choice.
Alaska, Spirit, Southwest, Delta.
Alaska.
Wrong.
Ah!
But you were right about the color. I mean, it's like Southwest. It's like orange and red and blue. You
Okay,
know.
yeah.
Yeah, I think you had the
I think
visual.
I saw it, yeah.
Alaska is white and navy.
Okay.
Whales. You would have failed on that trivia, and Meat Satchel
Damn.
would have won that.
Yeah,
I will never
sh
forget when you won all the Surf House's logos, and I was just like, wow, I never would have got those.
Yeah,
You're like, Volcom! And I'm like, what the fuck? Thank God you're here. And then we have Mr. Big over there, like, which 15th century German poet said, and he got it. And you're like,
yeah,
who are you?
like what the
It's like,
hell?
oh. And then we have Allie playing with Hippie, and then she tells James about Rachel's Bethany podcast. And
Now, what do you think about them like really discussing what's going on outside of the show? Kind of, you know what I mean? Like this is like a new they've talked about podcasts before, talking about like so and so talked shit about me on that podcast, but like I
they were
felt
very
like
clear not to say Bethany.
yes, and it was like
How do you not say that?
I don't know.
I'm sure they were under strict
It
orders.
was like borderline satisfying though, hearing them react to it and like be semi bothered by it, like all of them. You know, it was like, ooh, like I don't know. It was just, it felt good. It was just, it's like we all lived this, we all went through it, and to hear that, like at least they're gonna be honest about that, it like borderline affected them too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So they show them kind of talking about it, and like, so then we have like Ariana and Sheena talking about it, and Sheena's like, she said I have a savior complex. I mean,
The other thing that I kept thinking too is, and I felt like a couple of the cast members like kind of threw her a bone about this, but the Bethany podcast was kind of rough for Raquel, in my opinion. I felt like Bethany really led that interview. She made Raquel look kind of stupid. And now since then, Raquel has like found her own voice. She said what she meant. She's cleared things up more. So it was like, it was kind of hard to hear the things they were saying because now I feel like they've kind of been cleared up. But it was nice to hear their like authentic reaction to it.
Their editors were on their game when they're like, Ariana's like, she said we were just acquaintances. And then they show the montage of Raquel being like, these are my true core people, my forever friends. And it was like, ooh, ouch, Raquel.
But again, like Ariana's whole thing, she's like, I mean, our Instagram is full of our, like, it's like, that is fake. Like, I just feel like that, like, Instagram photos, like, do not equal friendship. And, like, it's very clear that, like, this is a show. And it's possible that maybe you guys aren't all as good of friends if you weren't filming. Like, I feel like we, the audience, like, owe that to ourselves to at least understand that maybe these people aren't all as good friends as they claim to be. Katie has said that multiple times on multiple interviews. These people don't even hang out together. Jax has said, they've all said it before in different moments. So, yeah. I don't know. Like, it was a giant betrayal, 100%. But I think that the best friend angle they tried to take was, like, maybe a little reach. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, I've totally.
Yeah.
Another cast member obsessed with toilet paper. Now Sheena's upset about the toilet paper that Raquel never bought. Just like Sandoval's upset with Ariana for not buying toilet paper. It's no wonder Ariana and Sheena are like on the rocks right now. They're probably fighting about toilet paper. Like, I totally get Sandoval's side because Raquel did that to me. She didn't buy any toilet paper.
You know, I was thinking about that and I was like, let's say that Raquel was like the opposite way. Let's say that she was like Sandoval and she stocked fresh pens, batteries, toilet paper, and like left that for Sheena. Would Sheena have credited her for that after all this happened? Would she have been like, look, she only paid $1,000 for rent, but I will say she stocked the toilet paper, batteries, and pens. So,
right.
You know, like, well, even if you are a good person, like normally, like, it's kind of like overlooked or like no one ever shouts it out. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
And the $1,000 a month. Okay, that is your fault, Sheena, for telling her that amount. Yeah,
totally. She can't throw it back in her face now.
No, and if she was keeping that, she didn't keep the apartment for Raquel. She was keeping it for filming. And so Raquel actually did you a favor by giving you $1,000 off, you know?
And that's a deal, obviously. Like, everyone knows that's a deal. But also, like, I feel like if it was you, you would be like, okay, yeah, like, just stay there. You know what I mean? Like, there's also the fact that, like, she really did pay that. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so we have the sperm donor party. Now, this is rich, I think. Lala asking Ariana after she's been talking shit and telling her, just move out. You have the nerve to ask to host a party at Ariana's house? Come on.
And, like, obviously I don't know the exact timeline, but, like, very last minute, too.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
And don't get me started on when she asked Lisa. Yeah, that was, she's like, tomorrow. I'm like, tomorrow? Like, I would have
and
to have.
How do you have the caterer and the balloons and the flowers, but no location?
Yeah, you're like, okay, caterer, it's either going to be in Beverly Hills or the Valley. Are you good with both of those?
That affects everything.
They're like tiny. Everything.
And did she say balloons?
Yes.
What the fuck, Miss Dolphin Saver?
What the fuck, Miss Environment?
I thought this was a Randall thing, but it's clearly just as much of a Lala thing, you hypocrite.
But I have to say, now, like, again, I watched this episode, like, very shittily today, so I need to, like, get it on my big screen and, like, get the full effect, but I didn't notice, like, a giant balloon arch or anything. Did I miss it? Like, I want to look at the decorations more.
I want to go back and look. You guys, whatever we missed today, we're going to be doing the after show tomorrow. So any pieces, little bits that we catch again on the rewatch, we will mention tomorrow's episode before we recap the Valley. We'll start with Watch What Happens Live, the after show, and then we'll get into the Valley. But
yes,
I also want to rewatch because I want to look at all the food.
Yeah,
because I'm
too.
Like, damn it, I missed the food spread.
It looked good. It looked good.
Yeah, I always like to, like, look at everything, pause it, study it.
Me too, and zoom in, yeah, especially at Lisa's house.
But boy, was that zoom in fun at Ariana's house of, like, throughout the years, the messy hoarder house.
We will get there. I almost died.
And you can see, okay, this is where I really, you can see Sheena's legit on her OCD. They come over just because Sheena can't take it. She's like... Your house is giving me anxiety. We came over to clean.
No, I don't think that was Sheena. I think it was production probably said, something needs to happen here. Like, this is a legit filming location, and it looks like shit. Someone clean it. And Sheena's probably like, I'll do it.
Oh, my God. That was insane.
I can't.
And the thing is, this is all before Scandival. Sheena's like, is this seriously an unwrapped Christmas present? It's August, Ariana. And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, fucking no wonder. Like, you give her something. Like, people are going to start to resent that if they're giving you gifts and you're not acknowledging them because you never even opened them. Oh, my God.
I feel like, though, it's like, I don't want to say it's like a depression thing because that's probably not fair. But I have this thing where sometimes, like, I will get like a nice gift and I want to wait to open it until like everything is like perfect in my life to open it, so I'll like hold it and not open it until like everything is perfect. And I get the feeling that's like everything in her life in that house is stacking up and she doesn't want to open it because she can't deal with it. And so, but the fact that she's just going to move it to the next place, like someone has to sit down with her and go through it. And just seeing how uncomfortable she was just doing that was like, this is I think she needs therapy along with this. And I am not even judging her in that because, like I said, I kind of feel that I know what she's feeling.
I think it's going to scare Dan away because I don't think he's obviously really stayed at the house, right?
Yeah.
Sandoval's there. And like, if it's all going to be just transferred to her new house, he's going to be like, what's going on here?
Is there a problem? When I was watching this part, I was just thinking like, I sometimes have this problem, but if I was Ariana and I had like a shit ton of money, I'd hire someone to like organizers, like go through the boxes, lay it out for me, show me, I'll point. You know what I mean? Like, you got to just have someone help you. It's overwhelming at this point.
Yeah. Or stop ordering or maybe they're all gifts.
I'm sure people are giving her stuff. She's lost track of, how also it's overwhelming when you're like, I need to write that person a thank you note. I need to do this. Mm-hmm. I need to get, and then you're like, let me just walk away. I'm going to go rest. And then you pile on top of it. And then you're like, oh my God. I don't know.
So interesting that we find out, I know this might not be in order, but since we're talking about the house, that Ariana did accept Sandoval's offer, but because she waited so long, now he's like, I don't know if I want to do it now. So everyone that has been on the Ariana hate train about move out, it's like, this was summertime, you guys. They could have sold it in March, which she wanted to, but he didn't want to sell it. So then when she responded to his offer in the summertime, which was only a few months after Sandoval, she accepted it. But now he's the one saying, maybe not. So go blame Sandoval.
I
Everyone's like, she's holding on to him. She won't let go. It's like, no, she's trying to. She accepted the offer. He's the one, like, not cutting the cord.
I think that by her accepting that early offer makes this so much more interesting, like, where they are now. And I think it shows that she was trying to, give him a chance, give him what he wanted a little bit in the deal. So, God, yeah, it's freaking interesting. I can't wait to hear more about that.
She's really held her tongue. You know, he's out there spewing, telling stories of like, she waited. She's not accepting. She could have been out there being like, I accepted his offer last summer. He's the one that said no. And blah, blah, like she must be production's pet right now because she's been tight-lipped about all this stuff when she could have been defending herself.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Okay, so that's on the house. But we go back and Sandoval is like, shell shocked about Raquel saying she wasn't in love with him. He's like, dude, I just, oh my God. You know, he's like, okay, this part reminded me of that therapist talking to Jesse and Michelle last week when he's like, you can't do these gestures with the intent of getting a result. You have to do the gestures just to do them. And this is Sandoval. He's like, I made all these changes. And it's like, well, now it's useless. It was, why did I even bother? It's like, you were making the changes for, like, growth. Like, he's like, I should have never even done any of them. She didn't, you know, she's not worth it. She's not with me, so what was it all for? I'm like, okay, you looked at this the wrong way.
I liked how, the reason why I liked this episode so much is they're showing the true emotions of what it is to go through like a real breakup, where some days you're feeling like super strong and you're like, I'm freaking single. I'm going to go out there and hit the town, which we've seen him already do in these episodes. Mm-hmm. And now to see him kind of like hurt again by her words and then getting defensive and just, you know, being his like normal shitty self. I found it satisfying because it's like, at least we're not getting this giant like Sandoval redemption arc, and I don't know, it felt a little more real. It's like, thank you, like, I'm glad that Raquel knocked him down a little bit. I'm glad that he's still feeling things, because it would be stupid if we just like moved on from this. So the fact that they're addressing a little bit is like, thank you.
Well, and even the end when he's like, keep profiting off my misery, Sheena. Oh. But like, I was thinking about it, I'm like, okay, what are the words that he's so upset with? And Sheena legit said them, but I'm like, that's more of a dig at Raquel than at Sandoval. Like, he was so mad, but don't you think that was, she was insulting Raquel in that line more than him?
Oh yeah. Well, he's just showing that he's just pissed off at her for just profiting off of anything, you know?
Yeah. And while also trying to be his friend.
Yeah. Which again, it's like, I'm glad they addressed that, because that's what we were all thinking. We're like, so Sheena gets off the hook, but she's been doing all the same stuff that everyone else has. Like, what the hell? So it was satisfying.
What I was pissed off about was Sheena when she's describing, yeah, I have to tell him I released this song. It was all directed at Raquel, but then I added in like a line, you know, about him, which was the Ferrari to Jetta, which is still about Raquel. It's not even really bad about him. And I'm like, again, why the fuck are you making? So this is even pre-fa-la-la when they did it again, just to,
I know,
Raquel.
When she started, when we got into that, I was like, is this about the one? And I'm like, oh God, it's not even that one yet.
Yeah. So both songs, and she admits it was just about Raquel. And I'm like, why? Why isn't it also about Sandoval? Fine, make it about Raquel. You have every right to. But why isn't it just about Sandoval? He's the one more in the wrong. And it's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, Sheena? And so when they did it a second time for the Fa La La song, and like her mom's coming at us like, you don't know what Raquel did to her. It's like, well, yeah, we do, but I don't even care about that. It's like, it's just because you're laser focused on her and not Sandoval at all. And you already did this with Apples. Like, you already did it. This is a Christmas song. Make it about Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was gross. Sorry.
Yeah, no, I
so then
I agree.
He's all morose with Lisa, and she's like, half an hour late,
my
time.
God, I loved this. Like, this scene, another moment where I just, not that it's been, like, pro-Sandoval this whole season, but I wasn't happy with the way that we've been going, but this was like, yes, show that he's late. Show that he, like, just all of the things happened, and I was just like, give me more.
He was like a school child, like, talking to her. He's like, leave me alone, Lisa! Like, you really want to talk to her like that?
He loves to talk to her like that.
He's, like, all defensive. He's like, yeah, I don't know. She's like, who cares what she has to say? And I was like, well, that's rude, but okay, fine. He's like, just leave me alone. Hey, I'm not going to listen to it.
She's all, Sandoval, you're late. And he's like, sorry. Like, he's such a little baby brat.
And it's like, sorry.
Sorry.
She's like, don't listen to it. You don't need to. I'm going to. God. He is just such a little whiny brat.
So do you think that it's a smart idea for Lisa to introduce brunch at Tom Tom?
Oh, God. Who cares?
She's like, this is different. Like, we have to every once in a while introduce fresh new ideas, you know, like brunch. Like, what?
And what about that food spelled brunch? It was fish and chips and steak.
Okay, I know that we're jumping around. I like a slap. I have to ask you something. Did Schwartz show up with like watermelon shots for everyone that he pumped out of his juicer at home?
It sure looks that way.
I mean, is that like acceptable? Like, is that okay?
No.
Is that like up to like health code violations? Like, what if there was like, you know, Butter's farts in the air when that was being.
Remember when I was supposed to go to New Zealand and I got food poisoning from the juice bar? And like, I can't imagine his juicer is that thoroughly cleaned. We've seen his apartment.
It just like, I was just like feeling like a little nervous when he came with it in his like little like mailman's bag with like the little juice bottle like sticking out. I'm like,
warm.
I love a fresh juice squeeze. I do. But I don't know that like I fully trust like his preparation. Or like what if he's like, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. And then he forgets to wash his hands. And then he goes and like he keeps juicing or he sneezes or I don't know.
And that's not a shot. That's called a drink. When you put watermelon juice, agave syrup, lime, basil, that's a drink. I make the drink myself at home.
I mean,
it's not a shot.
It's delicious. Like yeah. At least for once, it's something that you can drink at Tom Tom. But I don't know.
Well, I'm not going to drink it knowing where it came from.
That's what I mean. I was like, oh my God, those poor people. Like, they all look so happy. It's like, that came from his house.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So then Lala just happens to be there. She's like, oh, hello, everyone. I'm also here for brunch. By the way, Lisa, how about me using your house for a sperm donor selection party? And Lisa's like, what?
That's Lisa's already been grossed out about.
Yeah. She's like, I will not have sperm flying at my house.
When she said the sperm was there, there's no way the sperm was actually there, right?
No.
Well, she said it was there. I'm like, why would it be there? You keep it in the cryo lab, for Christ's sake.
I mean,
it's gonna melt.
Did the guy bring it in a fucking cooler? Like, that is, if that's how it's handled, then I am shocked this shit worked, because.
I know. I'm like, just bring the dossiers. No one actually needs to see the actual sperm.
Yeah.
But she said it. Okay,
yeah,
we'll
she
catch this for rewatch.
She did, yeah.
She's like, the sperm's over here.
Hmm. What did you think about pin the sperm on the vagina? Was that creative? Was that Jess's idea?
I don't care, but you know what I did love was when going back to the apples and Sheena's like, yeah, I got my new song. And then they panned to her singing it for Erica, her mom. And Erica's just beaming at her with pride. That's my girl.
Oh.
It's funny. It was a proud mama moment.
I feel like at one point, like maybe after the season's over or something, I would love to do like my journey with each like character of Vanderpump Rules. And my journey with Sheena is such an interesting one because at times I find myself rooting for her. And at other times I find myself just like rolling my eyes at her. Truly has been a journey with her and her, like, I feel like her more than anyone. But, there's a story there. I don't know. It needs to come out of me.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the scene we both want to rewatch, too, because James is so quick and fast talking. I was like, trying to take notes really fast, and then I'd miss a scene. I'm like, wait, what did he say? And then Sandoval would pop back off, but it opens up with, okay, we have seen Sandoval so many times perform, so many times. We can't even count. This, by far, was the worst I've heard him sing.
Okay, no, Sarah, I have so many bad videos of, like, if there was okay. Maybe I should create an Instagram account that's called Sandoval Singing, and yeah. I just put it all out there, because it needs to, it's so good that, I mean, it's so bad that it's good, but it's like, where do I share it? Because, like, it doesn't belong on our Instagram page. Like, it just doesn't, unless someone else is in the shot. So I think I'm going to create that, because
just watermark every single video.
Yeah. And if you guys heard some of the things that I have captured, like I said, I'm going to do it. Absolutely. Cause something has to be done with all the footage that we have. And I think that's a great idea. So
it's like, it's that won't clutter up our feed, but it'll be like an outlet.
Yeah. And if you're having a bad day where you're like, I think I might have hit rock bottom. Like, I need, like, you know,
it can always be worse.
I'm like calling out for help right now. You can just flick over to this site and be like, okay, like, I think I can pick myself up by the bootstraps.
I haven't hit this level yet. So yeah. Things aren't as bad as I thought they were.
And, I thought
he was punking us. That was so,
yeah. And the horn play. Yes. That's my project that I will be working on. I don't know who's going to go look at it, but like I said, maybe it will help someone someday. I don't know.
And then, is this Sandoval's attempt at merch? Because he thought it was so funny last season when Ken Todd's like, "What does dipped out mean?" So he's wearing a shirt that just says dipped out.
I think that made this is one. It's curated by Sandoval, because he knows that these fights are better when, like, they're visually, like, beautiful. And that's what he created here by wearing that stupid shirt with his stupid face, and then having James and this fight, like, it's gonna go viral. And he made it into something for us. That's just what he does. So this fight was, oh my God. So it starts out and, James is trying to, like, be supportive and, like, come check in on the band and, like, see if he's going to do this whole El Rey theater thing. And
he didn't do it, right?
No, he did.
There.
But he was there.
Oh.
He was 100% there up in the, like, the VIP area, which, although it wasn't VIP because I walked up there easily. It was like, not like a fully sold out show at all. So you could just go everywhere. but yeah, he was there.
Wasn't that when they told you no, and then Schwartz said, yeah, she can come up or something like that?
I forget what I asked.
Or you said hi to Schwartz.
And no. Joe tried to say that I couldn't come up.
Oh,
she was like, no, she can't come up. And, like, the producer girl was like, no, she can. And, like, I walked right past her. I was, like, moved past her. And Schwartz was like, hi. Yeah, that's when he said hi. And then Joe was kind of, like, thrown off that he's talked to me. And I had Ron. This is when I had Ronnie with me. So it's like, dude, like, move out of the way.
Yeah.
Like she just wanted to go. There was, like, a little, like, there was, like, games upstairs. She wanted to go up there and go look. Yeah. Oh, there was, like, a picture booth or something. Stupid. And it literally said, like, photo ops upstairs if you want to go. Like, it was like a sign for the whole venue. So
yeah,
I'll have to get all that footage ready too. Where was I going with that?
So James was,
oh yes,
confronting Sandoval.
And it started out as, like, just like kind of like, I didn't think it was gonna go anywhere. I was like, oh, this is gonna be freaking boring.
Yeah, he's like, She used me and she just threw me away. It's like, what does she use you for? I don't know. James was like, yeah, I'm tired of hearing it, Sandoval. And he's like, oh, yeah. Well, you know what she said about you? She said, when she said, you know, the ultimatum to get sober, she actually thought you couldn't do it. So it was going to be her way to break up with you. But then you did it. And he's like, yeah, but you're also a liar. He's like, that's just your opinion, James. And he's like, no, it's actually a fact. Even Raquel said it too. It's a fact. You are a known liar. You forget. You're rewriting history. No, I'm not.
So what was the part that where he was like, you were just horny, and Sandoval's like, sometimes we would just like talk for 5 to 6 hours.
Just kiss a little bit.
Yeah, it's like basically trying to say like it was like deeper than that. Is that what he was getting at? Like, what was the point of mentioning that?
Or that it wasn't about sex?
Yeah,
it was about their connection.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was like, what exactly was your point? But this is what James is so amazing at. He's fast, he's quick, and in a way, I was texting Sarah. I was like, in a way, Sandoval was like almost trying to put Raquel down and like make her look stupid. Like to James, he's like, well, she was selfish. When she broke up with you, she wasn't ready to move on. But then she moved on to me and that was selfish. It's like, are you kidding me, dude? And that's when James kind of shut him down and was like, okay, dude, like, I don't even want to talk about Raquel anymore. Like,
I'm so sick of it. Yeah. I'm over it.
And I thought that was, like, very respectful because, once again, Sandoval takes, you know, the below-the-belt hit where it's, like, he just got done saying that he's, like, so hurt by Raquel. But then he'll turn around and, like, backhand her in the same sentence. It's, like, which is it?
Totally.
Like, if you're saying that Raquel is like that and you guys are showing flashbacks of Raquel being like that, then you have to show Sandoval being like that because that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And, like, I know that Sandoval has been showing, like, big, like, villain energy this whole season. Like, really, if you, like, break apart what he's doing and how he's working and how he's moving, it's very much, like, just villain energy. But there's something darker. It's darker than that. Like, he doesn't get it. He, like, truly doesn't get it. And it's disturbing to watch. And I actually think that James, like, kind of is picking up on that, too, and, like, slowly is, like, backing away. Like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. His description, I could just picture. He's like, you're gonna be 60 years old in some old rock and roll bar doing your karaoke, telling everyone how big you were. And then Sandoval, because he's not James, he has to steal Jax's line and be like, go push some buttons on your laptop.
And James
I have a real band.
And James is like, what'd you say? And he's like, you heard me. Like, you...
He's like... And then he flashed Coachella with Taylor Swift singing along to James's set. And then Sandoval's over and, like, you know... Well, I'm not going to shade his tour cities because I'm from there. But you know what I mean? So he's over at the Canyon Club singing poorly... How about the San Juan Capistrano one when the average crowd was like 72 years old, seated. It was bingo night, you guys. It was very much bingo night.
And they were all like very confused.
Yeah, they were just there because that's their local bar that they like to go to. They didn't realize this was happening. Okay, so the alley... Katie, Lala, they're at brunch, right? And they're like, Ariana says, so Lala, Allie tells me that you called me miserable and angry. And Lala, like, just, like, does her little barking dog right straight to Allie. What'd you say? You said I said that. And she just, like, she didn't say that. I was there. It's like...
Well, I mean, how awkward was that sit down, though, at Lisa at the sperm event? Allie's like, Katie, I just wanted to check in with you, you know, because you seemed really miserable and upset at the beach the other day. And Lala mentioned also that you're miserable and upset. And Katie's like, who said miserable? Who used that word miserable? And like, as they were saying that, I was like, has someone programmed Katie equals miserable in my head? Because I feel like now, like, her name equals miserable. And I don't know if that's – is that from Nick's podcast when he was like, Katie, are you miserable? Or, why
– Yeah, I think it was in my poll question, too, because it comes to my mind.
Yeah, somehow, like, they've programmed that into my mind where every time I see Katie's head, there's an equal sign and then miserable. Or Haiti, like instead of Katie. Haiti. I don't know.
She's called Misery from now on. She can reprise the role of Kathy Bates and Misery.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Schwartz has said it too. You're just misery. You're miserable.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a real step out of the realm for Allie to kind of bring these hateful words to Katie. You know, like really, like it's kind of a gnarly thing to say to someone. Like, are you still miserable and hateful and hurt? Like it was a conversation where like my mouth was open. And then for Katie to come back there and say, who said that? And then she narcs and says, Lala. I was like, oh, that's not going to end well. And you're right, it didn't because they bring it up.
Yeah.
And Lala, in Lala fashion, she can't just be like, yeah, I said that. Instead, she has to be like, you said I said that verbatim, Allie. And Allie's like stroking her hair. She's like, I couldn't remember. Like, she's like, I don't know if you remember this, but like, I read birth charts. I'm not psychic, so I don't remember exactly the word that you said.
Yeah, and
So.
so then they flashed back, and it was, she said, unhappy. Is that what she said?
Yeah, well, I was telling Sarah, like, I want to go back and watch last week exactly to see what she said, but they only played the part. They played the part where she goes, I know, like she's like being like all soft, which, you know, her word that we're using. And she's like, I can tell when my friend is unhappy, and I just, you know, I don't like to see it. So yeah, and that's what they showed. But I
Okay.
do think she got a little nastier, but they didn't show that.
Well, she has all season. She's like, you're a bit much all the time. You know,
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
made her digs. And she's certainly still doing it now on her little Amazon Lives, trashing
Yes,
Katie and.
yes.
Okay. Craig and Sandoval again, dressed as Mini-Me and Daddy.
Yeah.
Sandoval again makes another joke about cutting Maya the dog in half. Like, Kristen Doty's right. He does tell the same joke 100 times. And, well, joke with air quotes.
And did I really need to see him with a leg knife on?
Is that the one he got on the way to Big Bear?
No, it's not. That knife I liked because it like cut him, you know? The knife was like, ha-ha, take that.
I cannot believe he has the nerve to like think it's a good idea to have Schwartz, as Nick Vial would say, move in. Even Schwartz thinks it's a terrible idea. But what I was surprised about was instead of saying, I don't want anything to ruin our friendship, like our bar almost ruined our friendship, Scandival almost ruined our friendship. No, he's not worried about that. He's not worried about their business relationship or partnership or their friendship. He's like, I don't know, the optics of that look horrible. Like, you're afraid of what people will think and how it looks. You're not afraid of like how it's going to affect your friendship. That's weird.
This scene actually made me sad and feel like borderline triggered because it's like Schwartz always has like the Ella Enchanted thing, similar to what I have when like someone asks you to do something that you totally don't want to do. Like everything in your being is screaming, no, 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 no. But you're like, I'll think I don't know, maybe. It's like just say no right now. Like it's okay. Like it won't be that bad if you say it because he's already expecting you to say it, so you don't need to play this out longer. You know, like it's like painful to watch. It's like, why would you do? He was ready to make a good choice for himself. He was actually going, like he's like, why would I pay $6,000 a month where I get nothing out of it? Like that,
Yeah.
he's like, that's literally stupid. And if he would have just stopped at that, the conversation would have been over. But then, like, he danced around to be like, well, you know, it's like, no, you don't want to do it. Don't do it.
And then Sandal's like, we could get a loan together. Oh, another great idea.
Yeah, yes,
Okay.
yeah, great. And he's like, I
What,
know
now
it's,
you're going to co-own it
he's
with
like,
him now?
he's like, I know it's a lot, dude, so think about it. And he's
Well, he
all,
knows he can pressure and bully Schwartz around, so he'd be a great
that's
roommate.
well that and that's what I that like that's it's so clear that that's what's happening right there. And for a moment I thought I saw something in Schwartz where I was like, oh shit, he's gonna like tell him he's stupid, but he didn't. And we're gonna just continue this on. He stood up for himself a little bit, and then we end it with Sandoval being like, are the girls at the Jizz Fest? Like, ew.
Gross. Why doesn't she just have Billy Lee move in? I'm sure she's making bank off her podcast.
And her comedy shows.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Lala says she's a swallower, not a spitter. I'm like, again,
another surprising. Yeah.
What a big talker she is, but no walk.
Any girl from the street wouldn't say that, Lala.
So they pick contestant number, bachelor number one, and I heard her say this on her podcast, because he likes lions and he likes a song that has the word ocean in it. Okay, cool. And that's all I really have on that. I really didn't care. This party was, I don't know. I mean, good for her for doing what she did.
I mean,
I think it's great to show that and show women their options. And also, I totally understand why she wants to do it that way. It totally makes sense. But
yeah,
that's all I really. Then we go to Ali Bali, and she tells James, like, look, I'm just not the girl that has like a Pinterest board with my rings picked out. Like, I've never really felt that. Like, I must be a mom. Like, I do with cats and dogs, but not so much the baby thing. But I don't know, maybe. Like, I see a future with us. And he's just, like, nervous. He starts crying, and it's confessional. He's like, everything I do is to build a family. I don't want to start from square one. Like, it was sad.
Again, I feel like this also was never addressed on the show. You know, like, James and Raquel's engagement was called off on, you know, like they announced it on the reunion. They never kind of like came back around. They, with Raquel a little bit, they were like, she's trying to heal from this because James got with Ali so quickly after. That story never really took place of like what really happened and what were the hopes and dreams of Raquel and James and what did that mean having that end and start from the beginning. So it was refreshing to hear him get emotional about it and care about it. Because I wondered, you know, what was going on there. So I thought that was really interesting.
And he doesn't want to. It's kind of refreshing to hear a guy say, I feel like I've lost or wasted the five years with Raquel, and I don't want to do that again. Usually it's like the woman saying, like, I just wasted 5 years of my life and my, like, TikTok clock, mm-hmm. you know, or what time. So it was kind of interesting to hear a guy say that.
I mean, totally. What do you think about Ali kind of, I don't want to say she's like pumping the brakes, but definitely being more cautious than him about the future?
Yeah. I'm smart.
I don't know.
Do you think it's her way of just like, is she using him? Everything about her doesn't scream that. Like, it was very clear. I think Raquel definitely, like, that was part of the love she had, was the exposure and the show and the, you know what I mean, like, that was a bonus. It doesn't really seem like Ali cares about that stuff, but like her hesitation then makes you wonder.
There's something,
is she that mature and responsible?
There's something in Ali's eyes, like when she was having this conversation, that
it's like, don't make me say it.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
She's looking at him like, hey, just let's just go like enjoy each other right now. But like in her eyes, she really knows there isn't a future. I don't know.
Yeah. And I really like Ali, so I feel bad like saying anything.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Britney. It's like at
the
time.
Well, I don't want James to be sad either.
I just say TBD on that. I see something there, and I've had feelings about Ali from the beginning. I don't know why. So I don't know. I'm watching. That's all.
But if she truly is what she's saying, I applaud her for showing other women like. Because I said that in high school, and the girls couldn't believe it. You know, we were in, like, the class where you had to have the baby. And I was like, I don't think I ever want this. And, like, you'll change your mind. I'm like, I don't think so. And they're like, why? Why don't you want this? I'm like, I just, you know, it's just not something I feel I need to do. And, like, I always said, like, if I was with someone, it was, like, absolutely a like they had to, I'd be like, fine. It's not that I'm opposed. I just don't need it, seek it out, want it.
Right.
And that's where Allie is. And I think that's great to like represent that and
well,
show
also,
that.
Yeah. And also she's like really young and like she, you know, maybe there's other things she, it's okay to like not have that be your number one focus, like coming out of high school to have a baby. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's, yeah, I think it's great. And, but also like we've had that storyline on this show before, you know, like Ariana was such a big, I don't need to do that. And true. Just to call note back to something, like Ariana was so authentically happy and celebrating Lala at this sperm donor event. It was actually like sad the way she's been stabbed in the back by these people after the fact. Like she can be happy for them, but they can't be happy for her. It was actually sad to see. And same with Allie. Yeah. Allie too was like, I thought it was so nice. She could have made a comment, been like, well, James, like it was cool, but kind of weird, but she kept it so positive and so fun, you know, that I was like, that's really freaking nice and supportive because it is different and it is, you know, something that really we haven't seen before. And I thought everyone was really nice about it.
I specifically noted how joyful and happy Ariana's face was for her. I was like, wow, that's
I know.
A really positive reaction.
I know. Like, I noticed that too.
Watch that, Lala.
Yeah.
So, well, I guess she has because they had to. But
yeah.
No, knowing her, she's like a Jax. I only watch the scenes with me in them or doesn't watch at all.
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? Sheena's the one that only watches the ones with herself in them. I don't know if she still does that, though. So, I guess we end kind of like Katie and Lala. And Lala's like, I'm soft with you. She's like, your softness is going to people that aren't deserving. And Katie's like, look, you don't make an effort. You make zero effort. Lala's like, well, you're always with Ariana. She's like, no, look, I literally have nothing to do. I have all the time in the world. I have no man. I have no kid. I have no house. I can do anything, anytime. You make no effort. And then, like, Lala was speechless because she, like, called, like, Katie Slade. Like, you told her.
Yeah.
Because Lala's like, yeah, I guess you're right. And then Sheena's like, Lala just needs someone to check in on her. Like, she's a little baby. I'm like, really? I mean, she's got Jessica. She's got her mom, she's got Easton all up there, up her ass every day.
We all need someone to check in with us. So, like, I feel like that's such an unfair thing to put on someone in a friendship. Like Lala needs more. Like, she needs white gloves with her friendship. You have to do this, this, and this, and then when she has time, you know. And even
though she has no one around her like Lala has, so it's like maybe you should check in on Katie. Sorry.
No, well, then I was just thinking, like, I was thinking, how could Lala, let's say that Katie checks in with her. So Katie calls her and Lala's like, what are you doing? You know, and Lala's like, oh, I'm just like here watching Ocean. Also, she shares custody of Ocean. So it's not like she's a 24/7 Ocean's there glued to her. Even if she was, like, would Katie want to come over and just be like, do you want to just like come watch TV with me? I'm just like sitting in the living room, and Ocean's playing.
Because Katie would do that with Stassi, go hang out with her in Hartford.
Yeah. So I don't know. It showed vulnerability in Katie, which made me sad because she broke down a little bit because just like Sheena kind of stuck up for Lala and was like, Katie, she just likes to be checked on. Well, Katie obviously has a need that's not being met. Because of the, I could just see it. You could feel it. So who is sticking up for Katie and saying what she needs? Like Schwartz never did. Like what her, like maybe her mom. Like that's really sad. Like someone, I hope Dana says something. Because what is Katie's love language? I don't know.
Yeah.
I felt bad for her in that though. I was like,
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it ends. I love they pan over.
Oh my god!
Just Sandoval. What?
The ending, like the next week thing. I screamed.
Well, they pan over to Sandoval. He's sitting in the booth alone, like looking down.
Oh,
like
shit. Yeah,
posing.
We have to do this part. Yes.
Like he's posing. And I'm like, okay. And then, yeah. She
Real natural.
Yeah. It just reminded me of the swooping his hair back thing. You know, like, hold on. Let me flip my hair back out of this cryo bath.
So they, and the girls have this like really like emotional moment with each other. You know, like Sheena sticks up for Lala. Katie like shows that she is like wounded and still needs healing. And then they're like, girls, hands in. Let's just all be the Spice Girls. Ready? 1, 2, 3, Spice Girls. It's like, what the fuck? And then Sandoval storms out. Like, once again, he can't just storm out like a normal person. He has to go grab his two purses and like, and then storm out.
Okay, every week Julia asks me, she's like, did you notice Sandoval's purses again? I'm like, no, I guess I'm not looking. Oh, and so it's funny you just brought that up because I'm
yes.
like, I did notice it this time.
He had to go pick him. He's like, let me go get him. I'm out of here. He's like, I mean it. He's like, I don't.
He catches at my misery.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want anyone to see what I have hidden in those messenger bags. There's letters. He's like, they think it's bad that my phone fell out of my pocket. They should see the years of letters I've written about the things Ariana's done to me.
And this time they're locked under lock and key in my satchel.
Yeah, he's like, if anyone saw those, they'd be on my side.
Oh my god, so when it bleeded into, I don't know how much of the Valley you watched, I'm like, say it Luke, like Luke's confessional. He's like, well, if they knew what I had to say, like, or what I know. And the producer's like, what do you know? He's like, oh, I can't. Producer's like, come on Luke. And he's like, well, and then it like cut to commercial, and then you're like, I'm ready. I'm like, ah,
oh no,
is Luke gonna spill? I imagine it's probably whatever Kristen spills later on in the
yes,
season, like
yes.
So, but like, it looked really juicy. So I can't wait to finish the Valley. Now.
It's always horrible too. When like, there's like a giant secret and like the person's significant other, like spills it. It almost makes it worse yeah. because it's like, you freaking told them, like, they're not even in the group. Like, why do they know? You know what I mean? Like, there's something brilliant about that.
Well, it's kind of reminiscent and relevant with the Faith stuff. How we were reminded, and Faith said this to us, you know, years ago, it's on the podcast, about how Lala got mad at Faith because Lala wanted to be the one to spill the beans on the Jackson Faith, and production was going to have her do it. But then it came out because, like, James kind of did it. Like, James told Jesse, and Jesse ran up to, you know, Brittany, and like Faith's like, you know, was a part of it, but like it wasn't actually Faith that did it. She just told the one person at the bar. But it just goes to show, it's kind of like, I wanted to tell that, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's like, oh, Lala. And Lala's the one. So you guys, also the thing Faith told us back then was when Lala interrupted Kristen's speech for Stassi, Katie's engagement, she's like, can you wrap it up? That Lisa and Ken had approached Faith first and asked her to interrupt and tell Kristen to like shut up and be done with it, and Faith wouldn't do it. So then they went to Lala and had her do it. Interesting.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you were saying the previews for next week?
Oh my god, the Sheena stuff talking about Brock. I was screaming at the TV. Oh. Oh my god.
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. So it was like coming next week on Vanderpump Rules. And Sheena is talking to Lisa, and she's like, sometimes like Brock and I are just like at each other's throats. And then it cuts to him or to her talking to him. And she says, hold on, let me get the exact quote because I don't want to. She says, oh my gosh, I got everything out of order here.
She said.
Oh, sorry. I have to go back one more thing. What about when Sandoval is like complaining and he's like, I'm never going to get closure. It's just never, it's yeah. never going to, and Sheena's like, none of us are going to get closure.
Yeah. What about me? I didn't get it either. Yeah.
But anyways, on the preview of things to come, Sheena is sitting with Brock. And she said, don't you want this second chance at being a dad? That's what she says. Mm-hmm. A second chance at being a dad. Crazy. So
inspired.
Again, like, thank you, Vanderpump Rules, for bringing us this amazing platter of things to come. This was an amazing episode. Next week, I can't wait. I mean, I don't want to see this, but also I could see this happening. Sheena's whole, if something happens with Brock, it could catapult her onto Dancing with the Stars. It really could.
Okay. Well, is there 15 or 16?
Because
I mapped out the dates.
I have heard a couple of different things, but I thought we were told 16.
Because I would like to do the finale at Jax's, but if it doesn't work out, we could do any of the reunions at Jax's. So I have, okay, next week being 13, then April 30th being 14, then May 7th being 15. So that's either going to be the finale or it's going to be, or the finale is going to be May 7th or May 14th will be the finale. And then we'll have the 21st and the 28th for reunions.
Dang.
So we'll go to Jax's in May, plan a meetup.
Yeah.
Unless there's somewhere else you want to do it.
No, that sounds fun. Did you hear that T. Sandy and his band had to cancel a show?
No, why?
It said, like, this is what went out to the ticket holders. Good afternoon.
The Minnesota one?
The New Hampshire okay. one.
Oh.
We received word today that the Tom Sandoval show has scheduled for May 31st, 2024, has had to be moved due to, quote, unforeseen circumstances with the artist. And the show has been moved to September 29th. So, I don't know. Weird.
They don't start filming.
No. And that was scheduled. He's very, he's usually very strict with his, you know, he takes that very seriously.
Interesting.
What happened, Jason?
Well, they do take listener questions. We can just.
Oh, yeah. Let's find out.
Go in as singing Sandoval.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's it. So you guys, the next podcast, Watch What Happens Live with Kristen and Schwartz, the after show of Vanderpump and the Valley recap will be tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll talk about all of your comments, social media stuff, and just,
or you probably listening tomorrow. So in that case, later today,
mm-hmm.
and then Vanderpump Villa later on in Patreon. And then I have those a few other things in Patreon happening, and don't forget the Bic Easy Razor Rinse giveaway contest entry is in Patreon. We've gotten a lot of entries, so thank you guys, and yeah, that's it.
Okay, awesome.
Talk to you later.
Okay, talk to you tomorrow. Bye.